You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, here we are on a high day according to God's calendar. This is the seventh day of the days of unleavened bread. You can find this in Leviticus 23 and many other places in the Bible. But today is special. This show is airing on April 30th, 2024, on, like I said, God's holiday. So, God's holy days versus pagan holidays. Which one should we keep? A holy day or a holiday? God's days, the world's days. God says in Ezekiel 20:20, hallow my Sabbaths. It's plural. It's plural in Hebrew and it's plural in English. Hallow my Sabbaths. They shall be a sign between me and you that you may know that I am the Lord your God. The Sabbaths are what identifies God's people and God. It identifies the God that they worship. Just like the pagan holy days identify the God that the people that observe them worship. There are weekly, annual, and yearly Sabbaths. They picture God's plan for salvation. They all point to Jesus. Jesus was crucified on the preparation day for Passover. That's the 14th day of the first biblical month of the year. Approximately April, buried just before the first day of unleavened bread on a Thursday evening. That's right, not Friday. There's no such thing as Good Friday in the Bible. That's a man-made counterfeit. Rested in the grave on the Sabbath and was resurrected and went before our Father and his Father as the first of the first fruits on the day of the wave sheaf offering. An original Pentecost in Exodus 19. God gave Israel the law on Pentecost, 50 days from the day of the wave sheaf offering. You can read about that in Leviticus 23. Comes Pentecost. Pentecost means count 50. That's the day that God gave Israel the law. Now, the law existed before, but because they were in slavery in Egypt, they had forgotten it. They were over 400 years, and they did not know what the law was. They didn't even know when the Sabbath was. He had to teach them with manna. He had to teach them with their belly. And on the New Testament Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, the church began with 5,000 peoples. Trumpets, it pictures Jesus' return. Atonement, the binding of Satan for 1,000 years. Tabernacles in the millennium, the kingdom for 1,000 years. Then the eighth day, the great white throne judgment. All of God's holy days picture his plan of salvation and point to Jesus. None of the satanic holidays do this. They're all counterfeits, and they all point to Satan. Why would you want to abandon God's holy days and embrace Satan's? Listen tomorrow. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.